These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here as we continue to watch and speak with people that are affected by the wildfires happening in Saskatchewan. I said it earlier, but if you're in an area that's impacted, I would love to hear from you. Share with us what you're going through, what you're trying to do. So many people doing what they can to protect their property. It's also a steady stream in some locations of people hauling things from houses and cabins and moving boats and trailers, doing what they can to protect their property. I also am hearing and have a couple of good friends that I've spoken with in the last 24 hours who have said there are so many people, whether they're farmers, whether they're business owners, they have heavy equipment, are going out and taking matters into their own hands. They're creating a safe area. They're using what they cultivators, in some cases bulldozers. They're doing what they can to keep property safe, keep communities safe. This continued threat, it's quite sobering what's going on in the province, and our heart goes out to anyone who's got this as a worry. So thank you to people that are willing to share. Our phone lines are open for you and text lines at 1-877-332-8255. I started the conversation this morning with Saskatchewan NDP leader Carla Beck. We have had the premier on, and we've talked with the premier about the notion of separation. And we've heard from the premier quite clearly, he doesn't support it. He understands the frustration, talks about the fact that there is a policy in place that allows the public, if it meets certain criteria, to spark an actual referendum vote. So he's not trying to stifle the conversation, but he's also said quite clearly he wants to build a strong Saskatchewan within a united Canada. The NDP frustrated, saying it's not enough. The premier should be coming out to condemn it, should be speaking against it. In fact, they would like to bring forward a piece of legislation. They called it the Keep Saskatchewan in Canada Act, that would actually raise the threshold up to 30% of the number of eligible voters to sign a petition to trigger a referendum. As I asked Carla Beck this morning, like, aren't you worried that that butts up against this freedom of speech idea? And aren't you worried that that looks like government trying to dictate certain topics you can talk about, certain topics you can't talk about? And as you heard from Carla Beck, she's got strong feelings on this notion of separation. I'm curious to know your thoughts on what role politicians should play when it comes to this topic. Should they stifle it? Should they show support for it? Should they explain consequences of it? Which I do think there is a role there. I've said this before. As a person who doesn't support the idea of separating, I would also like to know what the potential consequences could be. Because there are people who might, in their head, understand the concept enough that they think they support it, but when they hear the consequences, maybe not, or vice versa. 1-877-332-8255. It's open phones, so I would love to hear your thoughts. There are people on the text line. I got Rob in PA who feels like this is the NDP censoring thoughts and ideas. Rob says, I don't want to separate either. However, the discussion is very important. Why block people for talking and having the opportunity to share their voice? Let's go to the phone lines. We'll start with Jerry in Regina. Thanks for calling in. Your thoughts. What role do you expect political leaders to play in this discussion of separation, Jerry?
None.
And just let people talk.
Let people talk. And that's just more along. Carla Beck is anything but a proud Canadian. She wouldn't even know how to define it. She's a union organizer. And she wants to keep her big socialist utopia going with her. And I say it all the time, public sector, union, industrial complex. You think they have that in the States? You know, where the biggest employer is government? Are you kidding me? No, it's just more of the same. The biggest threat around here is what would happen if her and about six of those people in that caucus ever got the reins of power and had to run our economy and everything else that goes with it. But I do agree with her on one thing. I've determined I need to be more positive when I call in. I agree. We need to put more money into health care and specifically mental health supports. And I would book premium appointments for Carla Beck, Mira Conway, Elena Young, Jared Clark, Nathaniel Teed, the list goes on of those nutcases, and they should be under extreme psychiatric care.
Jerry, I'm gonna push back on the notion of nutcases. And look, at the end of the day, we have politicians that are standing up for what they believe. And I get it. You don't support the take that they're taking on this, but these are leaders who have their vision of what Saskatchewan and Canada needs to look like. And so I'm 100% fine. I've said this before when people have called in frustrated with Premier Moe on issues. I'm fine with you disagreeing, but I don't like the idea of name calling, and so I'm gonna step in and call that out if it happens. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Cal in Oxbow. Cal, the notion and the discussion around separation, I mean, it's been fairly loud now for the last month or so. What role do you think political leaders in the province should be playing on this issue?
Well, I have the same view, none. It is up to people to voice their opinion, and I think it is a slippery slope to allow politicians to dictate what people can and cannot talk about. Mm-hmm. There's one easy way for politicians to stop the talk about separation, and that is actually to do something other than talk. We hear all the time politicians come back, oh, we had a great conversation with these people and that people, but did anything get done? I think it's important that people look at talk versus action. You know, take for example, Trudeau always said he was a big feminist, yet when a woman stood up to him, that woman got excommunicated from the Liberal Party. You've got people down that hate Trump down south, but he did say it was going to be drill, baby, drill, and he removed restrictions in order for that to happen. He said that he was going to make tax cuts, and now the average family of four down there is going to see $13,000 worth of benefit. So, and then when you come to Canada, Carney told us elbows up and all this sort of thing, and yet he made a deal behind closed doors about the carbon tax or about tariffs being off. And now he says he's serious about fixing Canada, but he's going to take a long summer break and they can't get a budget together. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for people to say, what are politicians saying, but what are they actually doing? And if they actually do something, you won't hear talk of separation because families will be happy with their tax situation. They'll be happy with jobs. They'll see the province improving, things for their children to do. So that's where I come in with this idea that we hear a lot of talk, people want to start seeing action.
Mm-hmm. Talk is cheap. And appreciate your thoughts on that, Cal. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a text, no name attached to it. I'm curious, what's the downside if the West separates? We have oil, potash, diamond mines, logging, fishing, agriculture, and so on. Without the East taking handouts from us and returning nothing except election results that we don't want. I mean, I think what the downside is the question that we need to understand. There would be serious consequences, no doubt. So what are those consequences? I don't profess to understand them, but that's kind of back to my point of what I do expect from politicians and provincial leaders. Now, we are a long way away from a provincial referendum on separation. I mean, this is right now, 4,000 names on a piece of paper that needs 125,000, roughly. That's a long ways away. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's not happening. The discussion, some are arguing, is important if loud enough for Ottawa to hear. Is the fact that this discussion is even happening something that's triggering and signaling a change of how they view the West? Some hope so, but others, and you heard Carla Becca talk about this morning, say it's actually deterring investment in our province. And there has been a couple of companies in Alberta that have talked about it because Alberta, of course, further down the road on this issue. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take another call before our first break. I'll go to Darren in Saskatoon. Darren, thanks for calling in. Your thoughts on this topic of separation and the role that politicians should or shouldn't play.
Well, I don't know if they should play much of a role, but this is the left showing its true colors. We believe this, whatever that may be, and if you don't believe that, you're wrong, because we're all smarter than you. So now if you, they're going to go ahead and try and pass this Saskatchewan First legislation. All that does is tell us they don't want us to have a voice. They want us to believe what they believe, and we're going to do everything in our power to make it more difficult for the people that they're supposedly supposed to represent, to make it harder for those people to have a voice. They're not the voice of Saskatchewan. They're the voice of the people that voted for them, and that's all.
Yeah. Your points are well taken, Darren, because to me, it's easy to come out and condemn something that is a conversation happening that's illegal or inciting hatred or, you know, pick a category that is so far offside that it's easy for a politician to come out. But this is a bit of a tightrope walk, because if I truly care about everyone in Saskatchewan, which I do, there are going to be people that I don't agree with, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to stand in front of them and say, you can't talk about that. Unless, of course, it falls in one of those, what I'll call prohibited categories, right? You can't be causing a resurrection and pitchforks and burning bales and destroying property. There's certain limits to what you can do, but it's a bit of a tightrope walk. And yeah, there's outliers on all sides of issues, always that there is. But to me, part of the discussion, and I defended this last week when we had Nadine Ness on the show, and I had some people critical of me saying, why are you giving a platform to unified grassroots? Well, it's not about giving a platform. To me, it's just about saying, hey, here's a conversation that's going on in the province. And I think it's important for us to understand all sides of an issue and consequences and all of those types of things. Okay, let's take a break. Open phones continues. Don't forget, I got Andrew Scheer coming up at 9:30 this morning with his reaction to the throne speech from yesterday. Back with more of your thoughts on open phones here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
Break free. I want to break.
Lots of action on the text line and the phone line on the issue of, it's not really even the issue of about should we separate or not. We've done that topic on the show a number of times. It's really about what role should politicians play on this issue. Chris, I noticed, out of Saskatoon, says, hey, way to go, Carla Beck, sounding like a conservative. Let's promote building and jobs. Donovan in Regina, frustrated, saying, I don't like the fact that Carla Beck and the NDP are trying to silence voices that they don't agree with. To me, it looks like it's more about their agenda and not listening to the voices of Saskatchewan people. Sheldon from Estevan says, I get what Carla's trying to say, but she needs to realize her own party is actually part of the problem. We've pushed and pleaded for more power in the West and being respected as part of the Federation, but the threats of separation might actually show that we're serious. It worked for Quebec, so why not use it to our full advantage? Let's go back to the phone line. I grabbed this call from Jace in Regina. Jace, thanks for calling in. What role do you think politicians need to play in this issue of a referendum vote?
Well, I don't know what role politicians should play, but I agree with Carla Beck that they need to raise the minimum amount needed to go to a vote. Like, you look at, and especially because if it actually goes to a vote, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, but they said you need 50% of voters to agree to separate, but you need 50% of eligible voters to vote, right?
It's actually 60% to agree to separate and minimum of 50% of eligible voters to vote.
Okay.
Right.
So I want to see the signatures needed raised, because to me, it's easy to put your name down on a signature, but when it actually comes to a vote, it does get a little bit harder, I think, because you got to think about it a little more.
Yeah.
But I also want to see them raise the limit of amount of voters you need, because at 60% of 50% of voters, that's less than 30% of the population of Saskatchewan.
Are you worried, Jace, though, about cherry picking certain things? Like, do you think it should be a blanket change to referendum period, or just on this issue?
Well, referendum in total. Because it doesn't matter what the issue is, but if you have less than a third of the province deciding the entirety, I think that's a big problem. And you look at some of the issues with separation, like it will hurt our economy, and it's gonna hurt investment. You look at what's happening in the States with uncertainty. Investment doesn't like uncertainty. That's why the stock market's been tanking for 3 months continuously. And like, if you want to separate, you got to think, you were talking about some of the issues of separating. Well, then you got to start thinking of, okay, what currency do we use? What are our passports going to be like? Because we're not going to have free travel in Canada anymore. Mm-hmm. We got to look at what services are we going to have. We got to figure out our tax structure. There's a lot of things to figure out on this issue.
Appreciate you calling in, Jace. Thanks so much. I'm going to keep going because we're getting short on time, and I want to grab another caller or two if I can. Joel in Saskatoon, your thoughts.
I just tuned in, so I was a little mixed up. I was doing reasons why not to separate.
That's fine. I'm happy to hear whatever's on your mind, Joel.
Sure, sure. One with in a politician's role, I mean, I don't think it's good timing to be discussing it currently, giving international political state, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of not wanting to leave, one thing we don't talk about is drug prices. So you remember in Florida when they were discussing trying to buy drugs off of Canada here because their drug prices are so high, right? Well, here in Canada, we have the power of a G7 nation to do our collective bargaining. If I tried to do that individually, so Saskatchewan separates and we all have to privatize and determine our own paths for drug prices and stuff like that, it's just going to skyrocket everything. It's going to be very difficult to do.
There's so many different things to consider. I'm going to give you this task, Peter from Moose Jaw. You've got 30 seconds before the break. Your thoughts.
Here we go. Carla Beck needs to go to Donald Trump's school of negotiations. You don't take options off the table when you're negotiating with a government in Ottawa. Quebec is the blueprint. They never take separation off the table, and they get everything they want. So why are we so dumb out here that we look around and think, well, why don't we be more like Quebec? Because we should be, because then we will get what we want. If you take options off the table, you're a very, very bad negotiator.
You did it, Peter. I'm impressed. 30 seconds. Good for you. You usually give someone 30 seconds. I'm the worst for it. I never hit my time. But Peter did a good job. It's a good discussion. Won't be the last we have on it. We are going to shift, though, because I've got Andrew Scheer coming up in just a moment, who is the leader of the House for the Conservative. His thoughts on the throne speech yesterday and what this course forward might look like. That's coming up next on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.